I was going to start it.
Good, we're rolling. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another week of Fun with Sarah and Dave. It's like fun with flags, you know.
Yeah, it's really not another week, though, until we start getting to where we do this weekly.
Another like installment.
Yeah, another twice a month-ish. Yeah.
No, I just can't even. But I'm Sarah.
Hi.
And and the man who just said hello, hi actually is what you said, is Dave, my wonderful husband.
Yeah.
It's been, let's see, 16 days since we last podcasted.
Yeah.
And a lot's happened in 16 days.
Yes.
The kids are now fully eligible to play sports in Ohio.
Yeah. You've purchased 2 pairs of shoes.
I have.
Yeah, 2 pairs
of shoes. I think I purchased the original one shortly after we had this. Because it was almost 2 weeks ago that I got that.
Yeah.
I know. I've been on the trail of some sort, either at the nature reserve or at one of the parks.
Yeah, pretty much have our dogs.
Oh, yeah. They're really enjoying our... I usually aim to go at least 2 miles on my exercise time.
Exercise.
Yes. And, yeah. I mean, we've met some new people.
Yeah.
With an Alabama connection, funny enough.
Yeah.
And I got to go on a bike ride with my friend. And was great. We rode to Cedarville. The trail there is amazing. We actually have some stuff for our bikes on the way so Dave and I can kind of do destination rides, and we can take a little extra stuff with us when we go on fun rides like that.
Yeah, that's what we signed up for.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And we've dabbled in audiobook, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah, using Audible.
Yes, audiobooks.
Yeah.
I mean, I love me some podcasts, too. I mean, hence that's why we're doing this, right?
Yeah.
Cross country's gone well. David's improved every week, pretty much.
Yeah, there's no pretty much about it.
Well, that second week he was kind of worse, but yet it was a tougher race.
Yeah, he'll tear it up this weekend.
Yes, Granny and Papa should be here to watch.
Yeah.
I'm getting back into the groove with Pampered Chef stuff. Getting my calendar all shaped up.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. Basically, the majority of the people you're meeting here are having shows for you. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, that's not why I make friends, though. I'm going to be very clear to anybody who might be listening.
Yeah. Seriously. I didn't mean it like that way.
No. And that's always been... I have a lot of my really good friends that have never once done a Pampered Chef show for me. And that is not a requirement to be my friend. So yes.
Good.
Yeah.
I've done many Pampered Chef shows for you.
You have. You're a great customer. I actually need to get in my closet and get through that stuff so I can send out prizes. So that'll be exciting. And I got to get some messages sent out as reminders for some other stuff. We have gotten established with our new doctor and the chiropractor. The boys go to the chiropractor Monday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm really excited to start, especially if I can do a one-stop shop for regular doctor and endocrinologist, because I like do a lot of like self-management, and I'll just tell you which prescriptions I need and I will have good control of my blood sugar.
Yes, very exciting.
Speaking of, Sunday I had it, man, my blood sugar got really low during my bike ride, but it was a good ride.
Yep.
It's busy there Sunday mornings.
Imagine the trails are busy, general. Except I want to see how the Erie Trail, how busy it gets on the weekends. Because it was not that busy when we were on there on a Tuesday morning.
Right.
Like,
right.
At all. Like, very not busy.
Right.
So, that should be interesting to see that. But my gosh, it's been so great. Like, I'm trying to ride at least twice a week. I'm walking on the trails at least every day at a minimum, even when I ride bike those days, because the dogs need walks too. You know, they like to have their exercise. Poor Zeke, I think, still thinks it's like a free-for-all to be able to go outside and play whenever he wants.
Yeah, he met a friend last night. That was good. Thankfully, the guy didn't care that Zeke, like, lunged onto him.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. Bless his heart.
Big Zeke.
Yeah, so you're enjoying the new job? I mean, you hadn't started.
Last day of civil service today, so.
Yes. Oh, and what a great day to podcast.
Yeah, happy to move on to something a little more my speed.
Yes. Yes, I'm very excited for you. You actually had to go in the office for a meeting this week?
Yeah, I am very excited to be here. It's like we got all these different stages, like with getting to where, you know, we move into the house and stuff. We even met our new neighbors.
Yes, we did. We went and walked out that way the other... Was it last week or the week before?
It was last week.
I don't know. They cannot, I guess it was only last week. We've had a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, my gosh. Yes, yeah, so much great stuff.
We got that. Yeah, you, mine, and David's fantasy football teams are all 1-1.
Yes, and you and David play each other this week. That
yes,
should be great.
Yes, that means one of us is going to be 1-2.
Yeah. So that'll
probably
be
probably him, not me. If my team's good.
Oh, we've helped David with getting things set up for his future.
Yeah.
Through some tears.
Yeah.
And a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
Plus that baby's heart. Oh.
Emotional times.
Oh, well, yeah. It's not easy being a teenager.
Growing up. Crazy.
It's not easy being an adult.
Yeah. I'll get there someday.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a work in progress. Yeah. We're all a hot mess for something. So, Mom and Dad are coming tomorrow. We had some coffee with Thomas and Rachel last weekend. That was great.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
That was good. We had, that was a Saturday morning. We had a nice, we got to do
cross country,
go watch cross country and then go watch soccer. And
that's
then,
when we started our Audible.
Yeah. Isaac had his soccer coach wants him to kind of nail down where he would like to play.
And then he didn't.
And somehow Isaac managed to say, I want to do it all. And he's continuing to do it all.
Yeah, and he's still playing basketball, and
yeah,
he's been running a lot.
Yeah, the tryouts that are 5 weeks from now, apparently he already knows that he has nothing to worry about.
I mean, he is 6'6 and does have decent basketball skills.
Oh, yeah. They know what they got with him. He got recruited for basketball.
Well, ish. I mean, they knew he was coming. I had already emailed the coach.
Yeah.
He's not doing marching band still. No.
Now, so basically, now that we're here, Isaac isn't a big fan of marching band, and David's not sure, or David's probably not joining the Air Force.
Which, I don't care.
Yeah.
They need to just make the decisions.
Yeah, we might even take your parents to and go check out the Wright State campus tomorrow night. Find some.
I don't think they'll be here tomorrow night. We'll see how long they stay. No. Oh, yeah, tomorrow's Friday. Yes, sorry, I was thinking Saturday. Oh, God. Bless my heart.
What the heck's wrong with you?
I don't know. We're going to have to find a good place for dinner. Or we're going to have to make a good something.
Yeah, we'll see what they want to do.
I know. They don't care.
We kind of found a church, maybe?
Well, I think so. I can't wait to go in person.
Yeah.
So, and David's going to do a college visit to Wright State.
Yes.
He's going to do a tour. I think that's where he's going to end up going. Just that way he can stay home and not have to pay that, especially if he ends up getting the scholarship where he has free tuition. That saves him a lot of money.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, go for psychology.
I think psychology will probably be one of the things. Yeah. He may do I would do something like psychology with a minor in human resources or vice versa.
If he does psychology and he goes and gets the HR certifications, he's just...
Oh, psychology. Actually, I did a psychology class online and I loved it.
Yeah?
It's actually very interesting. So,
yeah. A psychologist and a lawyer.
Yeah, well, and he might use... I mean, he can use that for a number of things, which is great. Yeah. So I'm interested to see how God just kind of uses them.
Yeah.
And we'll see how him and the lady friend figure things out.
Yeah.
Because that's complicated.
Yeah.
So, but.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. They're easing in with being at school full time now.
I think they really like it.
Yeah, it's a good setup.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm reading something.
Oh. What were you reading? Why don't you share?
It was a Pampered Chef related message. You know, I don't even want to hear it. Like, because there's a lot of times where you're multitasking on your phone while we're talking. So don't call me out while I'm on my watch.
Podcasting? Or?
Yes, while we're talking on our podcast. Yes.
Yeah. You didn't even turn off, like, your...
I know, I forgot to do the Do Not Disturb.
Yeah?
It's been a while.
We'll have to hear from our listeners, like, how loud that was when it dinged, like, by the microphone.
Dude...
Yes, dear?
I'm going to start solo podcasting.
You can do it when you're out on your walks.
No, that's when I listen to my podcast and enjoy nature.
For one of these walks, like, Zeke is going to wear the GoPro vest.
And he hates that thing.
But he likes walks, so...
He does love walks. And he loves when he sees other dogs and other humans. And sooner or later, you're going to go with me. David went with me on my nice walk the other day.
I have gone on walks with you.
Not my big ones, like just last, the little ones. Yeah,
well, I mean, that requires like blood sugar coordination. Dude,
I know.
Kind of hence we why went out for a little bit when we went, or no, that was it last Friday when we did the farmer's market?
Yeah, there wasn't really much walk.
No. We looked at hot tubs.
We did look at hot tubs and bought booze.
Yeah, that was freaking...
Not that we drink.
Welcome
it that
to Ohio
much.
Friday night.
The options are way better here.
Yeah, I might start drinking more. No, who knows? No. Maybe once
it's
a
not,
week.
It's not good for your liver to drink that much. So, but that's okay. But you do. You did. No, tell me the peanut butter whiskey that you bought. That's not the Screwball brand. What do you think of it? Do you think it's better, worse, the same?
I don't, like, I've only had a real little bit of
it. Oh, okay.
I don't do that much of it. I'm going to have a glass during the football game tonight.
Well, I know, we got that bottle of that honey mead open that we're going to have to, you know, drink.
Yeah, well, we can, I mean, your parents will be here tomorrow.
They don't really drink much, though, especially with their medications. That's what old people, you know.
Yeah.
They have to worry about medications and alcohol.
Boomers.
We're going to be there someday, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm 39.
You're creeping up to 40.
I mean, with my new job, they consider me like the young dude. That
I'm hoping we're actually celebrating your 40th birthday in our new house.
We could even be moving in that weekend. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I mean, because why not?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know, our anniversary is in like
a
little over a week.
No, actually, it's exactly a week, because it's the 24th. It's a Thursday.
Oh, it's on a Thursday?
Yeah.
I don't really like Thursdays.
Whoa.
We'll have to celebrate. So we'll do our bike ride this weekend and figure out all the good stuff. And what we don't get
out
to this weekend, we'll do like next weekend.
Trust me. I know. So like, the ideas.
Yeah, 21 years?
Yeah, 1999.
21 years.
We've been out of high school 21 years.
Yeah. Man, I've done a lot in 21 years.
Holy cow.
That's why for my new job, my title has senior in it, because I'm getting old.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
We're still very middle-aged, lower middle-aged still.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, things are complicated, yet so good.
I don't think anything's complicated.
It is complicated.
Yeah. Getting rid of stressors.
Yeah, and then new ones are introduced, like speeding tickets. Jesus. Oh, gosh. I tell you, I love our children, though.
Yeah.
I will miss them when they are gone full time. but they're going to do great things.
Somehow we made it where they're going to stick around for a few more years.
Yeah, which, I mean, really and honestly, I mean, not, I mean, I've, what are my I always say, what are my three goals? Love God, love others, move out of my house, / be successful, and I don't care what job it is. As long as you move out of my house, you could be a teacher, social work, whatever you want. Yeah. Whatever it pays, I don't care. Just move out.
Yeah.
And be respectful of others, which it all kind of, you know, rolls into, all of it kind of ties in together.
Yeah, each kid's going to have like their own level of the house.
You know, and as teenagers and then college students, it's probably not a terrible thing.
Yeah. I'm going to have my office in the corner of the basement where nobody's going to bother me.
And I, like, you really angered me yesterday. Like, when I come in here and you're like, this is why my office is going to be in the basement.
Why?
Because, like, first off, a lot of times you, like, initiate, like, conversations.
Yeah.
And then you get mad when I come into our bedroom to go do work or grab my shoes or do something in the bathroom.
Or light up the bathroom.
Well, I'm done doing that. My God, heaven forbid I use your office toilet.
Dude, that, I thought something was broken, Sarah. Like, it was bad.
That's not my problem.
I thought they were doing construction out there and the window was open or something.
Then you said, I don't want a desk, and I get you this nice lap desk that you're now finally using, but then you're complaining about your setup that's in here in this room when you declined to do a desk. And yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, I don't want to have a desk out there where, like, the boys are coming in and out, the dogs are wanting to attend. I can't ignore Zeke.
Not my problem.
Like, he comes up to me and I'm giving him a belly rub. That's just
know.
How it goes.
Trust me, everybody on the podcast knows the history of when the dogs are in here.
So that was the best yesterday when I actually moved all of my office stuff because of where he was sitting on the bed. And he was looking at my computer.
Well, I mean, it appeared like he was.
He was, though.
He was taking notes
like,
for
I
you.
I wonder what he does all day where he doesn't pet me.
Sure, that's exactly what he was thinking.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you have, like, way too much quiet growing up. Like, your parents just, like, don't have noise around the house. Like, you can't, like, the other things going on. It's like, and it's, and I made a funny face for those because I didn't make a sound.
Yeah, we did, like, a full body heave with it, too.
So, but it is, and it's so cute. Like, I remember when we first got married, it drove me nuts that first that I had to learn how to sleep in quiet. Like, sleeping without a radio was tough. Then two, the lack of light that you wanted when we were, like, sleeping. Like, because I always had a nightlight over in the bathroom next to us.
Yeah, speaking of that, you know how many things I have, like, taped where there are, like, small lights and stuff in here? Like, I actually did more of it today.
Oh, I'm sure you did. I saw all the tape everywhere.
So, I want it, like, when I want it dark, it has to be all dark. And light, like, it has to be, like,
you mean
lit.
Like the food when you have to have things either really hot or really cold?
Yes. I don't, like, put, like...
I was going to say, you're not like ice, your dad with your cup of ice.
Yeah.
And, like, a very little bit of Coke.
I got to call my dad. I missed my dad the last 2 weekends.
Yeah.
Just either on a bike ride or, well, watching football, really. But
I know. So, but it's so funny. Like, those things, when we got married, my gosh. Like, I mean, they're little, but there was a big adjustment. And even, like, when you would study, you would want complete quiet.
Yeah.
And we never did. I always had music on or something. And that was really tough.
Who would have thought 21 years later how amazing I'd be, you know?
Yeah, it's really good that I adapt so well.
Well, I mean, I figured it out.
Well, you still need quiet. You don't multitask. Like, those different things going on just still don't.
No, it's okay if people are making noise, but if they don't need to make noise, I let them know that they don't need to be making noise.
No, see, nope, that's, nope. That's so cute. Now, I've just gotten good at being quieter, like, and we've gotten good with separating. And like the toothpaste tubes.
Separating, you're talking to people on a shared wall.
Yeah, I couldn't even talk to Beck on the phone today because you were getting ready for a meeting. I was like, I texted her. I was like, man, I can't talk. Dave's about to start a meeting, and I did not want you to come walking in glaring at me because I was on the phone with my sister. It's really, I know.
You could have sat on the back porch.
I was trying to get work done
Well,
and
why would you
multitask.
Talk while you're trying to get work done?
Because I can. Because it was work that I could do while I was talking.
Yeah.
So it's. I know. I like there are certain things like we could not be more different about, and it's so funny, like how most of the time we really compliment each other. And these things, I mean, we just stay in our lanes with those things, you know?
Yeah.
But any other time, I mean, a lot of times that complements each other.
Yeah. I mean, we're like we're both extremely good looking, you know?
Yes, I think you're very good looking.
I think you're very good looking. Tell you what.
I love you.
I love you too. You look good in that shirt.
You know, my pamperchief dinner made easy.
Yeah. Is that the one I tried on when you got it?
Yes, it is. It's the
No,
one I
okay.
sent the picture to Becca.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You looked very
Pamperchef's
handsome.
sending us to Disney.
Yes, I know. I keep forgetting that we're actually going on a like a trip.
Yeah.
And our favorite
It's
rocket ship.
it's
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be a short one. It's going to be a whirlwind. And because we can't do park hopper, we have to leave one of the parks out.
Okay.
So we have to decide which park we're going to leave out.
Okay, so which one do you think we're gonna leave
I don't
out?
know. I got to look at the rides and I got to interact. I got to ask the boys their opinion.
Okay.
Magic Kingdom, you have to go to.
Yes.
Universe, the one
I've
we're
never
either
been to
going to
Universal.
no, not Universal. We don't have tickets to Universal.
No.
We would have to buy tickets. The Universal Studios, like the one, like where Disney Pixar, like where the Toy Story one is, that one we'll probably do. And then we'll probably have to decide between either Epcot or Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I'm along for the ride. So
So.
I remember like three main things from our last trip to Disney. The first one was, well, trying on hats
With mom.
with your mom.
That was so
Well,
fun.
actually, like four things. I remember your mom, that's when she wore her toe shoes and fanny pack.
And fanny packs are back
Yeah,
in.
it was amazing.
And that hat. Oh, it was
And
the
I remember the
best.
boys when they were running full speed around the condo and went like head to head and ran into each
Oh, I
other.
forgot about that. Yeah.
And I remember when I decided to get up and go for a run for the first time and had some stomach distress like on the golf course and had no choice.
Well, not yet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's only three. What was the other one?
No, it was the one
Oh,
was the
because you're
hat and the one was
counting
the shoe.
the
Yeah.
okay, yeah. Oh, I know. That's one of my favorite pictures.
And I remember
Well, remember
it rained
when
like heck a lot.
all that one? Well, that's the summer in the afternoon. Like, remember it
Yeah.
flooded? Like when we were getting ready, we
Yeah.
had dinner reservations, and it was like we had to pick the boy. We were drenched. That was so funny, though. I mean, that was so fun. And then remember we met when we dad and them took the picture of the one they called sex from so you, like he always tried out for like so you think you could dance and it was always horrible
I don't
like
remember it. I
yeah
remember
I have
talking
the
about it, but
picture
I don't remember it.
and long-haired awkward guy David and dad were in the picture with him it was hilarious but yes yeah, so this it's been way too long I mean Isaac was I mean it was 10 over 10 years ago so but it's gonna be great. Hopefully, it's not just every 10 years
And
that we
then
go.
next year you're going to,
I'm going to the Bahamas. Now, who goes with me? I don't know.
it's gonna be one of two people.
Who do you think?
Well, me. And if not me, it's gonna be our recent graduate at the time
I think,
going with mom.
and I mean, I could buy in other people, but I don't know that you. I don't know that you really want to go to the Bahamas, which I.
I don't know. We gotta with the new job and then like getting work
You know what?
or get
We're
like
not gonna
vacant.
make it. Yeah, we're not gonna. We're gonna make it work if we want to make it
Yeah,
work.
we're gonna. I think like over Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm going to take like very little vacation.
Well, I mean, if you don't have to, you can work on those days. It doesn't really matter because a lot of people are going to be out of work anyways. So right. The amount of work that you'll do is going to be minimal.
Yeah.
So then you can take it on other times.
Right.
So exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So exciting. Man, we had great conversation today.
Yeah, I really brought it all together for
us. You really did.
That's what I do.
You really do. It's just cute how you said it. I'm not laughing. It's just funny. You're like, I really do.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, Isaac's at soccer. He went and watched the varsity, which is great. I love that the fees feed them.
He's not going to get any varsity time for soccer this year, but he's getting some varsity time for basketball this year. I can't
possibly.
Wait.
He doesn't think he will even be close.
Gain some weight.
Well, in theory, he will.
Yeah.
Like, he's just not to that point yet.
We bought a lot of ice cream today.
Really not that much.
Dude, that being here and being within 2 miles of, like, everything.
We're within 2 miles of Aldi, Walmart, Kroger, Costco, and Target.
Yeah, not even...
We'll be within 3 miles when we're in the house.
Yeah, not even getting into the restaurants.
And we haven't even been to Dots Market yet.
Yeah.
In our downtown. And I got to call the groomer.
Yeah, we'll probably take your parents there. Like, that would be a cool place to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sooner or later, we'll check out the library.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might actually, like, get a book. I got to finish reading some of my other books. I brought some with me. So...
Yeah, that's a quiet activity you can do while I'm working.
I have work.
You do?
I know.
You're tearing it up.
Yeah, well, I got to get back on things. I got to get my packets ready. I got to get messages sent out.
Why don't you do that tonight while I watch football?
I plan to, but I need to take the dogs for their you-know-what first before I settle down. Mm-hmm. Are you going to come with me? I'll take a snack with you.
Let me see.
I don't know. He's checking his blood sugar.
Really, no, it's 7:03, and we haven't really had any time, like, away from each other.
Yeah, we have.
Today. Well, I was
gone working. Until, yeah. like, 10:30.
Oh, never mind, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, jeez. Bless your heart.
Yeah, you even brought me a...
I brought you a polar pop.
Yeah, that's great.
I know, and I went for a walk for almost 2 hours with drive time. Again, today. So I was gone, and... Most of today, really. And yesterday.
Yeah, well, I'm still not going on a walk with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
David's not, because he ran 5 miles.
That's
like
an easy day.
I guess it's just me again. I know. Well, yeah, but... All right.
If I go with you, yeah, I'll go with you.
All right. Well, then we should wrap this up so we can get back in plenty of time. But... All right, folks, we're not going to be over 2 weeks this time. I promise. It's going to be less than that.
Yeah.
We'll be back for our anniversary.
Yeah, 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky lady.
I am very lucky. All right, everyone, have an amazing week. It is Thursday, and hopefully you guys have a great weekend. Bye.
Yeah.